Hi everybody, this is going to be a different episode this week. So I had a full episode planned to release, and it turned out to be a lot harder to produce than I thought, in more ways than one. So I'm going to release that one in 2 weeks, and I'm going to tide you guys over with a little mini episode today. This one is different. It's not a firsthand story like I usually do, and it's not going to be edited and underscored like normal. I'm just kind of vomiting it up into the internet. So a little background on it. Back in 2018, when I started gathering material for this series, I talked to my dad, who at that time was running a ghost tour as part of the San Rafael Bouldering Festival, which I think is still going on. Obviously, it shut down for the pandemic, but I think some version of it still exists since it is an outdoor festival and it doesn't require a lot of like being close to other people. If you've been on the ghost tour before, this will be familiar. This is just one stop on the tour. So if you haven't been to the Bouldering Festival or on the ghost tour, it won't be a huge spoiler for you. If you do go on it, my dad actually doesn't run it anymore. He handed it off to Emory County Community Theater, and they are the ones that do it now. This is in the cemetery in my hometown, Castledale. We recorded this on site. I had gone home for Memorial Day or Labor Day or something, and we were out in the cemetery when he told me these stories. He's going to talk about a potter's field, which is kind of an old-timey way to refer to the part of the cemetery where they bury anybody who hasn't made their own burial arrangements for one reason or another. So I'm going to let him take it away from there.
So this is the Potter's Field Ghosts.
Yes, we're at Castledale City Cemetery. Castledale only has one cemetery, and when I was mayor, we expanded it. So we have enough cemetery to last another 100 years here.
Yeah.
Because our old cemetery, which was started in about 1875, is pretty much full or close to full. And we're walking now to a place that we called in Castledale Potter's Field. And because we're the county seat, if an indigent died, they were buried here. And it's a fairly good sized stretch of cemetery that doesn't have any headstones in it. But we think, fairly well mapped out where people are now, but for a long time we didn't. And people are buried all over in this bigger section right here. It's about, 75 feet by 65 feet. Not quite square, but close. And there's a lot of people buried here, but they're indigent. They didn't have enough money for a burial. The county jail is in Emory County, and if somebody died in jail and had no family, this is where they bury him. And there are two stories I know about. When I was a kid, people talked about the ghost that was here, a lady dressed in white. It's definitely a woman. And she was, she would wander the cemetery, and we would come up as kids in especially in junior high and look for her. And lots of people saw this lady in white wandering around the cemetery. And one day, when I was very first mayor of Castledale, around January of 2001, but it was that next summer, so it'd be in June, July, they had an indigent person that they were burying here, and they came out and began to dig in a place they thought had nobody buried here. And they hit something where there wasn't supposed to be anything, and we had hired a high school kid to work for us. And while the full-time city employee ran the backhoe, he ran the shovel.
Oh, no.
And when they hit something, they said, "Hop down in there and see what it is." And he jumped down and he went right through a old wooden coffin, very old wooden coffin, and right onto a body. And so they dug up the body and determined it was a woman. And she had just been haphazardly buried. She wasn't even The coffin wasn't even facing east and west, as you mostly do with coffins. It was just very haphazardly thrown in there and had obviously been in there 80 or more years. And there was no record of who she was or what she was doing there or who had buried her. And so they reburied her, and they did it with they had a Christian service for her, not knowing who she was. And so they reburied her there and buried the other person off to one side a bit. And after they gave her a Christian burial, the ghost stopped.
Really?
And nobody has seen that ghost since.
Who do you know that saw the ghost?
When I was a kid in junior high, most high school and junior high students said they had seen it. And some of the people, there's more homes now here than there was when I was in junior high. When I was in junior high, these were fields. And they were just building homes across the street from the cemetery back in those days, just barely getting started. And some of the people there had seen things in the cemetery. So.
Is that the only cemetery ghost here?
No, we have another one. And it's a definitely a lady that they see. And she does not have a head.
Oh, man.
And she wanders around and ducks behind headstones as though she's looking for something. And we've just all kind of assumed that she's looking for her head. And she's a headless woman is now here and has been since about 1983 or 4. And that started, we think, this came from the Emory County Sheriff's Office, and Kyle Ecker, the captain up there, told me about this story. But in that year, they found a body down on I-70. A woman traveling on I-70 needed to pee and got out and went over by the fence and squatted down with her flashlight and looked to the side, and there was a dead body right by her. Or they might never have found that body. But they found the body. It had been dead a couple of months. It was fairly deteriorated with animals and other things, but they brought the body back up here to Castledale to the sheriff's office, and they put out a bolo, be on the lookout for, trying to find who she was, and got no response at all. All across the United States they put this out, nothing. So they made some guesses. One, they guessed she was a hitchhiker. And the other thing that didn't take much guessing, the medical examiner determined that she had been murdered, strangled.
Oh.
And her body just left there. So somebody had probably picked her up on I-70, strangled her, and dropped her off.
Do you think she was a victim of the I-70 strangler, the serial killer?
Yes. That's what the sheriff's office thinks.
Okay, so I said the I-70 strangler here, and that's probably not who we're talking about. The I-70 strangler killed in the stretch of I-70 that goes through Indiana, and his MO was to pick up and strangle gay men and boys. This woman found near Green River was possibly, but by no means certainly, a victim of Scott William Cox, another trucker serial killer whose MO was to kill sex workers in the Oregon, Washington, and possibly in Utah. So I've misidentified the serial killer here. It's also important to note that my dad is going to talk about the possibility that the killer is still at large. And I have not spoken to the detectives that told my dad this story. I know who they are, but they didn't give permission for this story to, and their part of it, to be aired in this way. They did give permission for it to be part of the ghost tour, so we're including it, but I'm going to redact their names because I haven't actually spoken directly to them. People from Emory County will probably know this story, know who they are, and know what it is on the ghost tour, but I can't really help that. Sorry, guys.
They also believe that serial killer is still alive here in Emory County.
What? Nuh-uh.
Yes, very much so.
They think the I-70 strangler lives here.
lives in one of the towns here in Emory County.
No way.
And here, I'll explain why. They, a person in one of our towns, when under the influence of alcohol, spoke up a lot and mouthed off about things he had done. And there were details that hadn't been released to the public that he knew.
About this specific murder?
About this specific one. But he also talked about others.
Oh, no.
And so they've never had enough evidence to arrest him, but they know who he is. And a couple of times a year, somebody from the sheriff's office goes by his house and threatens him a little bit and lets him know that they're watching him.
So that's why he hasn't killed again?
Oh, there's no guarantee on that either.
Have there been stranglings in Emory County?
Not up here, just along I-70 and different places. But this might have been real close to home. Anyway, they needed to find out who she was, and there's a man in Wyoming who does facial reconstruction from the bone structure, and so the sheriff's department contacted him, and...
This is where I redacted the names of the detectives.
Transport her up to this Wyoming. And the guy in Wyoming said, I don't want the whole body here. That doesn't help me any. Just bring her head.
Oh.
And so the sheriff's department had to cut her head off. Oh. And then they brought her headless body here and buried her headless body. And they put her head in one of those styrofoam coolers and taped it closed with duct tape and transported it up there. And the man up there, it took quite a while, but he did a reconstruction. And then they send out another bolo with her, what they believe she looked like, and as best a description as they could, and a picture of what he'd been able to reconstruct. And they never got a hit, nothing. Mm-hmm. But just in case, they have to have evidence. And so in the Emory County Sheriff's Department right now, there is a styrofoam cooler sealed again with duct tape that has a head in it.
To this day?
To this day.
Oh, gosh.
And it's there in case they ever have to identify her. They have now a reconstructed head in there. And DNA.
Oh, wow.
And so it's believed by at least people in the sheriff's department that the headless ghost they see down here is actually looking for her head.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not buried here with her.
Has anyone tried to identify her with ancestral DNA?
I don't know. I don't know that question.
Oh, my gosh, that's so scary.
I don't know that question.
So, yeah, that's it. That's the episode for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed that little snippet. I would love to return to some of these ghosts in maybe a longer episode at a later date. So if anybody has had an encounter with ghosts in the Castledale Cemetery or in any cemetery even, reach out. You can contact me as always at theghostboxpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram and Twitter at theghostboxpod. And you can call our hotline 801-410-4315 and leave us a message. Next week is going to be an off week, as it normally would be, and the week after that, I'll be releasing the episode that I was hoping to release this week. Stay spooky, everybody. Bye-bye.